Welcome, everybody. Share number 1243 in the writing. It's share number 395. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're basically finishing off the halachas of Shinoi Makom. Just real quickly, a quick review of a roadside stop. I wanted to go through the Sefer Guidelines, beautiful Sefer, various different firm. We're working from them, from Sefer Guidelines in our Muxus Shirim, and our Shinoi Makom Shirim. So he brings down a step-by-step guideline in reference to a roadside stop. In other words, somebody's traveling, and then they stop off somewhere along the line. I'm going on a five-hour trip. There's a picnic area. We stop off for a while to eat lunch. Bekvias, you know, Bekvias. So how does that work exactly? Okay. And we went through it a little bit here and there, but he goes through step by step. It's important to keep in mind, people travel all the time. So he says like this, if a person began to eat or drink outside of the car, and in other words, they stopped, they're going to eat, right? Going to eat lunch or whatever the case is, and they began to eat or drink outside of the car. Let's say in this picnic area, for example, and they wish to continue eating or drinking inside of the car. But again, they sat down because if you just went out of the car, you know, to take a drink, a minute, or to buy something, or to use the restroom, or to get gas. So that's all part of Holchei Drachim. Now we're talking about a case in time where somebody, mamish, sat down, but kavias, they sat down to eat a half hour lunch and stay there a while, and you know, that's that. But now what happened was that they started eating outside the car, of course, which is out by the picnic area. It could be in the park, it could be anywhere. And they wish to continue eating or drinking inside of the car. Now, right, at the end, they want to continue whatever drink or whatever they were eating, they want to continue inside of the car. So it might start to rain, it might be cloudy, whatever the case might be. So if one had, the halacha is like this, if one had their intention when reciting the bracha, they made the shahakal, let's say, or the hadam on the potato chips, or whatever it was they were eating, they had in mind to continue eating in the car. I have in mind, bedavka, to continue eating in the car, right, when I'm at a certain point. So then that person is not allowed to continue in the car even after they drive away. So now I get into the car, I have my soda, I have my potato chips that I was eating all along, right, or whatever the case is. And fine, and I had in mind with the original bracha to continue in the car, so then it would not be a problem. It would be allowed to continue in the car even after they drive away. Now, but if they did not, if they made the bracha and they did not have this intention, I had no intention, I had the intention of sitting and eating over there, and that's it, I'm done. After that, I'll go into the car. So they had no intention of continuing in the car. Then they could still continue in the car, provided that they can still see the car. In other words, they're outside. There's no mechitzes, right? But so as long as they could still see the place, right, that they ate, that's the halacha. They could see the car. They could see the original place, and then they were fine. So then in the case of time again, they did not have intent. They did not have kavana. So then they may continue in the car, provided that they can still see the place where they recited the original bracha, and that no street will be passing in between the two places. In other words, there's no like major walkway, no major street passing in between them and the car itself, which we've spoken about in the past. That is the halacha. As long as you can still see the place and there's no streets, passing in between you and the original place, then that would be fine. Otherwise, they would have to repeat the bracha for an item who's after bracha is buried in fashay. So of course, Allah mechia, birchas hamazon, that would all be fine because we don't have any issues of shinoi makom. As long as somebody ate a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, but if it's a bar nefashes item and they cannot see the original place or there's a street in between, so then they would need a bar nefashes if they did not have it in mind. Now, if one begins to eat or drink inside the car and they wish to continue outside the car, so now I'm eating inside the car and then I'm starting to eat inside the car. And now, well, let's say it was cloudy and it cleared up and okay, good. So now I want to go out of the car and go to the picnic area or whatever the case is at the roadside stop. So the rules are as follows. If the person had intention when reciting the bracha to eat inside and continue outside the car, I'm starting in the car and I have in mind to continue in that picnic area or in the park or whatever the case is. So if the person had intention when reciting the bracha to eat inside and then continue outside of the car, so then they may continue outside of the car, would not be a problem. If one did not have intention, again, all with the Baruch Nefeshes type items, like Shahakal or Adam or Eid, so if one did not have intention to continue outside of the car, I'm just eating the car and that's it, finish. I don't have intention to eat outside the car. If one did not have intention to continue outside the car and then they decided to change their mind to go eat outside the car, right, in the picnic area or whatever, so if they did not have intention to continue continue outside the car, then they may continue outside the car also, provided that they could still see the car and no street passes in between the place of the car. Just as the above, you flip it the other way. Before, we're talking about out of the car or going into the car. And now we're talking about in the car, out the car, to go out of the car. The halachas are the same, as long as you can still see the place and there's no street passing in between, so then it would all be fine. But if you had in mind, then you could just continue in the other place, and that would be okay. Okay, so my mocking, like we said, safer guidelines, it's all found on page 128. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.